Sustaining it live with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.
Right, we've actually got Sean Freeman, the chair of the Tree Council, on the line. This evening we're talking about a recent judicial review of Auckland's tree schedule that has been settled in court. Sean, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Johnny, how you going?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to briefly summarise. In a nutshell, the Auckland Council has said that they were unable to enforce protection of any trees, specifically trees that were designated notable, and they couldn't add any more to the list. And apparently over the last 9 years, there's been no trees added to the notable tree list for protection. Sean, yep. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, no, that's the incredible truth. Our council has just fallen asleep at the wheel, completely neglected its legal obligation up to this point to properly manage that schedule.
Well, so there's a list of notable trees throughout Tamaki Makaurau. These are obviously, you know, big old trees that at some point have all been like logged in a list of trees somewhere. But the council has refused to add any more to this list over 9 years. This is trees that get a certain amount of protection from development, so they're too big, or you know, they're natives.
There's a requirement. If someone wants to cut down or alter those trees that are on the scheduled list, there's a requirement that the planning process is engaged with.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, it doesn't guarantee that trees aren't going to be affected or removed, but it does guarantee that there'll be a process that considers the values of those trees against the values of what's being proposed by, say, a developer or a landowner.
It seems absolutely ludicrous that in nearly the last decade, no trees have been added to this list in Tamaki Makaurau. That just is crazy.
Hard to believe, but that's the fact. Yeah.
Okay. I've had accounts from on the radio show, people that have come back to New Zealand, you know, that may have been living abroad, and they've just commented on the Auckland skyline is nowhere near what it was once upon a time. You know, trees are just getting felled left, right and centre.
Yeah, and I'm sure all your listeners are well aware of the pressures that have increased, ramped up in the last 5 years, and certainly even in the last 12 months.
Yes.
That will mean that less and less space, not just for trees, but for any kind of green space, is going to be provided.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without legal protective tools like the schedule of notable trees, we're going to lose the kind of environment that we need to stay healthy physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. We have to have that environment, and trees are a huge part in providing that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what does the most recent judicial review or ruling mean for Auckland between the council and the Auckland Tree Council?
Well, I mean, I can't talk about the specifics of it, but in what it does mean is that there is now an opportunity for the people of Auckland to nominate trees that are in their neighbourhood that they think are important enough to be protected by this list. And we're providing a simplified form for them to fill out that will direct us to those trees. So we want them to go online, jump online to thetreecouncil.org.nz and to follow the links, find the form to tell us where the trees are in their neighbourhood that they think should get protection on the scheduled list.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that in the last nearly decade, there must be a few trees that have shot up a bit, whether they're native or introduced. There must be a bunch of like really quality trees that are worth saving.
Yeah, look, absolutely. You'd be amazed when you go through any suburb across the city and come across amazing trees that you would think would already be on the list. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised to find that a huge number of them are not.
Yes.
You know, for whatever reason, they've slipped through.
Is this just because they're mostly on private property?
Yeah, it's private property largely. I mean, that is the biggest reason, for sure. It doesn't matter. If the trees that people care about and know about and, you know, are significant to them are on the street or in a park, they still need to ensure that they have the added layer of protection of being on the scheduled list, if that's possible.
Is it the responsibility of the property owners, or is it just anyone in the area that recognises a rather large tree could potentially nominate it for protection?
Oh, no, you can certainly nominate a tree that isn't on your property. I mean, there's a process by which council go through contacting the landowner to advise them of the nomination. But you don't have to be the landowner of that particular allotment to nominate that particular tree.
Yes. Okay. Man, it just... I know I've sort of... pointed this out, but it just seems so ridiculous that it's been nearly a decade since anyone's been able to add a tree to this list. What is the reason for this been? Is it just been too many layers of bureaucracy? What is it?
Well, I mean, you know, the councillors themselves have continued to make decisions about where resources are spent and where they're not spent.
Yes.
You know, In the decision that we challenged through the judicial review, Councillor Desley Simpson accurately pointed out that there's always money. It's about where you want to spend it. Mm-hmm. And the councillors in that meeting decided that, you know, another 9 years is fine for no more trees.
That's
effectively what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the reason why it hasn't happened is because the people that we elect every local government election decided... The majority of them decided that they don't care about trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. It's so crazy. Now, Sean, if people would like to find out more about what you guys are doing, where's the best place, where's the best resource or point of...
It is. I mean, it is on the internet, treecouncil.org.nz.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a Facebook page, but either of those, I mean, you can just find us through... searching the Tree Council, and you know, New Zealand, obviously.
Yes.
There's a Tree Council in the UK as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's details about what we've been doing, what we've done in the past, and what we're doing in the future. And there's means by which people can help us. They can become members. They can donate money to us. We're a voluntary organisation. We rely on donations from our supporters and members to be able to force the politicians to do the right thing for all Aucklanders.
And we're at a point now where we are able to add more trees to this list of important trees.
We're at the point where we can add nominations, and then those nominations will in time be processed by council. That time frame can be, you know, quite long, but we are at least at the point at which nominations are going to be accepted by council through their processes.
Okay. Anything else you want to chuck in there, Sean?
I just think that, you know, every person that's listening will have a little tree story of their own. They'll have a tree that they care about, that they know about, that they grew up with, you know, that their grandfather planted or that they know who planted it. Trees matter to everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're in South Auckland, West Auckland, it doesn't matter. Trees are important to all of us, and you know they're our heritage, and they provide us with the environment that keeps us healthy, and we need to do our bit to ensure that they're there for our children and grandchildren.
Right, ka pai. Hey, it's Sean Freeman from the Auckland Tree Council. If people want to find out more about what you guys are doing, you can head along to thetreecouncil.org.nz and get involved.
Kia ora.
Right, cheers, mate. Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.